Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Kyrie Irving asked for it, and now he has it. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Who wouldn't want to be a teammate of King LeBron James, the best basketball player on the planet, who almost guarantees his mates they will be in the NBA Finals every year? Kyrie Irving didn't, and he said so. So Irving was part of the blockbuster trade over the summer to Boston, where he figured to be the star around which all of the Celtics worked. It would be his team, for better or worse, and that's how Irving wanted it. 5 minutes into the regular season opener at Cleveland against LeBron and his new teammates, thanks to the trade, the Celtics' other big star they had signed in free agency, Gordon Hayward, went down with a gruesome ankle and leg injury. The shocked Celtics lost the game in their home opener 2 nights later. It looked like Irving was now star of a mediocre team. Well, since that disastrous start, the Celtics have not lost again and have compiled the best record in the NBA, and Irving has been the new king of his new city. They won their 10th straight over the Lakers Wednesday night when Irving was on the court with three other former Dukies who combined to barely spend 5 seasons in Durham. Irving played only half of his freshman season due to a foot injury before he went one and done. Celts rookie Jason Tatum played last season for the Blue Devils before going third overall in the draft. They have a reserve teammate, Semi Ojeleye, who rode the bench 2 years at Duke, then transferred to SMU, and was good enough to go in the second round of the draft. And the Lakers, of course, have Brandon Ingram, the one-and-done from Kinston after the 2016 season at Duke. Even with ballyhooed Lonzo Ball on the Lakers, Irving was the undisputed star of this game and of the winning team, which under former Butler coach Brad Stevens plays about 10 guys and is the most unselfish, best defensive club in the NBA. Irving is back in the city where he lived as a kid, while his father, Dredrick Irving, starred for Boston University before moving the family to New Jersey. And his new hometown, which has had the likes of Tom Brady and David Ortiz as heroes in recent years, greeted him as a true superstar of the same ilk. Some critics asked why he would leave LeBron and that ticket to the NBA Finals, but guess Irving knew what he was doing. This is Archansky. See ya.